Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is known in the church as Good Shepherd Sunday. In truth, using sheep and shepherd references for 21st century American city dwellers is a bit like dropping a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off on a 16-year-old. He's never seen a movie, he wasn't alive in the 80s, he's probably never even heard of Matthew Broderick. After all, what do we here in downtown Providence know about shepherds? I know I like sheep's milk cheese and cashmere sweaters, but that almost disproves my point. I know nothing about a shepherd. I've never met a shepherd. I'm not sure I've even ever seen a shepherd. So being a shepherding illiterate, I had to read today's gospel passage very closely. In fact, I did something I probably don't do often enough. I opened my Greek New Testament to see what the words we heard today meant in the original language. My eye focused on something that I previously glossed over every time I've read this text. Right in the middle of today's reading, we get this curious bit about other sheep. Jesus says in verse 16, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. What is Jesus talking about here? Does he mean he's going somewhere to make new followers? Who are these sheep who don't belong to this fold? And what on earth is a fold, anyway? The word that we translate in English as fold is the Greek word aule, which means a courtyard, or an enclosed space open to the sky. The word is also used for a place where sheep are kept. And that's different from flock, which is poine in Greek. It means a group of sheep that move around. Even if we know next to nothing about shepherding, most of us can picture a flock of sheep being guided by a shepherd, perhaps a sheepdog or whatever you call this thing, through fields and over hills and into valleys to graze in happy pasture lands and drink from mountain brooks. A flock moves. It has nothing to do with an enclosure, fold. And to come back to today's gospel reading, God's people are not enclosed in a single fold. Now, a fold is a good thing, don't get me wrong. There is a purpose and a blessing to being together in one place. You hear that expressed in today's psalm, easily the best known psalm, and likely the most beloved text in the entire Old Testament. Last verse of Psalm 23, most of us know to be, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We can picture the house of the Lord as a fold in which we dwell. Now, when the psalm was written, that house of the Lord would have been the temple in Jerusalem. For most of us here today, well, we can think of this very church. The Hebrew word shuv, the King James Version of the Bible translates as dwell, in that final verse of Psalm 23, is more commonly translated as return. So another good translation of that famous verse is, that I will return to the house of the Lord my whole life long. For that very verse, we have the image of the people of God in movement, and yet always returning to the place where they dwell, to their fold. The psalmist this morning describes movement repeatedly. He goes to green pastures. Then God frees him to still waters. God guides him down pathways and is with him even as he walks through the valley of the shadow of death. The psalmist moves. He does not stay in the fold, but he returns to the house of the Lord his whole life long. We too do not stay in a fold, in an enclosure, as comfortable as it might be. or we will return to the fold our whole life long. What is the fold for us? This church, certainly. Family, perhaps. Maybe the town where we were born and grew up. But mostly, we should see this returning to the fold as returning towards God and in prayer, worship, and acts of justice and mercy, placing ourselves in God's presence. In the days of the temple in Jerusalem, that's what returning to the great house of God was all about, being in God's presence. It still leaves us wondering about who Jesus is talking about. But it says that there are other sheep, not of this fold, and yet there will be one flock. One thing does seem clear, though. Jesus loves them all. He loves those who are part of this fold, as well as those who are not a part of this fold. And he will make of us one flock, this diverse and wonderful creation, traveling through this life, always returning to the place where God dwells, our whole life long.